Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Today, International Whiskey Day and World Theater Day are celebrated. The Union of Firefighters has started a week-long vigil in front of the Rotes Rathaus yesterday to demonstrate against overload and poor equipment. Under the motto, Berlin Burns, members of the fire brigade will stand at a symbolic oil barrel fire for 24 hours a day until the end of the week, said Stefan Ehricht, spokesman for the Verdi Works Group. Between 80 and 100 members of the Berlin Professional Fire Brigade came to the first rally, all of them civil servants who were not engaged in a shift. The current situation at the Berlin Fire Brigade is not only worrying, but catastrophic after years of austerity by the Senate, complained Ehricht. The colleagues of the Berlin Fire Brigade would be exploited beyond the limit, among other things, by faulty alarms. The union is demanding that the workforce be adequately staffed, that health and safety at work be observed, that the outdated vehicle fleet is replaced in the short term, and that a concept for cushioning in the coming wave of retirements is put in place. For the first time, four driverless electric minibuses are in regular operation in Berlin. Federal Environment Minister Svenja Schulze and Mayor Michael Müller, both of the SPD, officially started the project on Monday morning on the Charité campus of the Virchow-Klinikum. Employees, patients, and visitors can use the vehicles free of charge. Schulze explained that the project is intended to investigate how gaps in the transport network can be closed, especially the last few meters when you get off the track and want to go home are very important, said the minister. The Federal Environment Ministry is providing 3.2 million euros in funding for the project, which will cost around 4.1 million euros. Müller called the project a good and profitable cooperation and added that with this project, Berlin is being promoted to become a smart city, which will hopefully also be an example for other communities. Despite closed Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, recycling yards, numerous Berliners dumped their bulky waste in front of the disposal points during the weekend. Areas in front of the Bemstrasse recycling yards in Pankow, Fischerstrasse in Lichtenberg, and also in front of the Tempelhofer Weg recycling yard in Schöneberg were particularly affected. BSR spokesman Sebastian Harnisch emphasized that the emergency services of the street cleaning department tried over the weekend to remove the worst of these illegal waste deposits, but on early Monday morning, still several mattresses and pieces of furniture were piled up in front of the Tempelhofer Weg recycling yard. All 15 recycling yards in Berlin were closed on Saturday due to a warning strike. The background is the collective bargaining in the public sector. Negotiations are underway for 2.3 million employees nationwide at federal and municipal levels, among others for educators as well as employees of waste collection, street cleaning, and clinics. Verdi is demanding a 6% wage increase for employees. A blackout in Berlin-Charlottenburg that left about 6,500 households without power for several hours may be the result of an attack. A letter of confession to this effect was published on a website yesterday. In it, a group called Wolkengruppe Netzherrschaft Zerreißen writes that a large number of cables had been set on fire and cables had been cut in a targeted manner. This was intended to damage the military, the German government's air force, and several large corporations who use the cables. According to a police spokesman, the state security agency responsible for politically motivated acts is investigating. And another quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And while we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. That said, Berlin briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Again, thanks for listening.